Welcome to episode 87 of CNBC. That's right, 87 of CNBC, the podcast about enjoying beer. I'm Mike.
And I'm Chris. We have guests. We have Jeff, Craig, Brian, and John here with us as well today. And we're going to drink a variety of different beers, starting with
Honeysuckle Rose from Blue Earl Brewing Company.
Where are they from?
Delaware.
Delaware.
What did Delaware? A New Jersey.
Oh. You want a vacation to Delaware.
This came from a journey out to the eastern shore of Maryland.
They're from Smyrna, Delaware.
That's just me.
Smyrna, Delaware.
Not even a good part of Delaware.
There's a good part.
Beach.
All right. So this
all our friends in Delaware. Yeah, nothing offensive about
it's
that.
It's only good Golden? Because. Everywhere else.
So this is a Belgian blonde ale.
Oh, why'd you ruin it?
What was it called again?
Oh, was I not supposed to tell you what it was?
Yeah. This is a golden color, rose. Very clear, looks filtered, nice fluffy white head.
Mm-hmm. I don't like the...
Very small bubbles.
Smells no. Sour on the nose.
I don't like the logo.
It's sour from a bile perspective.
It's kind of like a...
kind of country music-ish.
Day of the Dead or
a little
something.
Bit yeasty. A little bit yeasty on the nose, too. Kind of like.
This is 7.2%, guys.
Is it really?
It's like a real blonde ale. For real blonde ale.
That's, you think it's yeasty? It's got, it definitely has that sweet kind of...
Sweet, sour, yeasty.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
smells a little bit like... what is that, Craig?
Actually, that's
sweet,
not bad.
Sour, yeasty.
It's got some yeast flavor, little bananas and... That type of thing?
Yeah. It's got the banana yeast thing.
Yeah.
So I gotta say, this beer also has aged since April.
That's okay.
This is actually better than when I experienced it the first time. But I like this beer.
Not unlike my experience with...
Yeah. It tastes better the second time.
What are you talking about?
It's coded language.
But I wasn't expecting the first time. I saw a blonde ale, and I just thought like American pale ale, blonde ale, whatever. But this is like a Belgian blonde ale.
And it's got that, there's a little bit of that rock candy going on, a little bit of that sugar sweetness in there,
it
but
does.
It's not cloying. It's just subtle.
I disagree. I think it's cloying.
Do you think it? This is super sweet?
Don't even know what it means.
Oh. It's not overwhelming in the sweet flavor, right?
It
is that their website making noise like that?
Yes. Their stupid website.
Auto. Oh, come on.
Boo.
What is it?
Amateur hour here.
What is it, 1994? Come on.
What is this, Delaware?
Yes. Come on. Delaware is about 15 to 18 years behind normal time.
Mm. It's dream of the 90s, but... Dream of the really sucky.
All right, do we know anything about this brewery?
We do, and I have...
Because they're making a Belgian ale in Delaware. That seems like it's probably unique.
I mean, come on. Let's not forget that Delaware is the home of Dogfish Head, right?
This beer's
actually...
That's the beach, though. That's not really...
They make some decent beers there.
This beer's not...
Whoa.
This beer is good, actually.
A succulent blonde ale. Kind of like...
It doesn't taste like a blonde ale to me. It tastes like a
Belgian-style
blonde.
Honeysuckle.
Yeah, honeysuckle, blonde. Right?
Is that the name?
Yeah.
That's what I'm branding it.
Guy?
It's good, I think, for the style. It tastes like the style.
I concur.
I think
all right, I mean, yeah, we're hitting... Mike said it, right? So this is a... Well, it's a blonde ale. Slightly sweet flavors, including notes of orange, lemon pepper, don't get that, and honeysuckle. Exhibiting
a dry
finish.
Did I nail it or what?
But here we go. All right, Mike. Here's your winning moment.
Didn't even read the bottle.
This elegant golden ale is brewed with continental style malts, Belgian candy sugar. There you go.
We got the candy sugar
and golden hops.
Paul Gehring lives in Belgium.
So this beer takes its name from Honeysuckle Rose, a 1929 song composed by Fats Waller with lyrics by Andy Razif and inducted into the Grammy Hall of Fame in 1999. I don't know what that has to do with the beer. A moderate strength golden ale that has a subtle Belgian complexity. Slightly sweet flavors of orange and lemon and a dry finish. A light, refreshing ale with a very clean character. A Jesus Christ, I can't talk.
A sensational Belgian flavor profile that's assured to satisfy your soul. The grains are Pilsner Munich specialty malts, hops Hallertauer Liberty, notes orange, lemon pepper, and honeysuckle.
I think it's very drinkable. Well, I think it's, I like
a little lactose of Old Bay in there. I'm picking up
a little orange in there. I like it. And you know what? We have to put aside our bias towards Delaware. And I was just sitting here thinking, if we put New Jersey aside, what is the most maligned state? What is the punchline of the 50 states? Let's move New Jersey.
West Virginia, Arkansas,
Mississippi,
Florida. That's a big one.
Florida.
Alabama,
Mississippi.
You don't hit any of the Midwests, really.
I don't know, Ohio, because Kentucky. People say Cleveland. Yeah, but that's rocks. A city, I guess.
Right.
Nah, Florida, the nation's
penis.
Yeah,
Florida. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right, Rhode Island, Maryland.
But what is the winner after New Jersey? What's the winner? What can we agree on that one?
Texas.
No. Texas has too much pride.
Florida. Yeah.
Oklahoma,
West Virginia, or Arkansas?
Delaware.
But do you wonder if the people on the West Coast, if they have the same attitude towards West Virginia? It's kind of an unknown.
People on the West Coast don't think east of the West Coast.
No. Right. Like, California is not aware that there are other states.
Right.
They're like the sixth largest economy.
They're like, oh yeah, sometimes we go east, sometimes we go to Las Vegas.
Right.
We go east.
That's extended California. Well,
where are you going with that? Where are we going with this?
Yeah. I'm saying that we threw.
What are you trying to get us
at
to
the
say
beer?
To you?
We
the West
allowed
Coast
our
version.
Bias toward Delaware to in,
paint the
yes beer. To taint our first impression. But
then we drank it,
and then we drank it.
So. I know the answer to your question. It's Idaho.
I would not.
It's good beer.
I would not have expected.
Idaho is a Delaware of the West.
Okay. Idaho is beautiful.
I would not have expected this beer, and I don't care what state this would have claimed to have come out of. For a blonde ale, and this came off as a legit Belgian blonde.
The bottle art is horrible.
The artwork is not phenomenal.
It's not a marketing forward beer.
But I would have gone like, oh, so the only place that I think that would have brewed this beer in the United States would have been Amador.
New York. Yeah, exactly.
That's
I agree with you. Yeah,
this has
that quality.
It is that quality.
That's
an excellent pull.
It's a legit beer.
Yeah.
I have more beer bottles of this. Everyone wants to take it home with them.
Let's. What's next on the list?
Okay, next on the list.
That was Honeysuckle Rose from Blue Earl Brewing out of Delaware.
So flying under the radar.
So do we want to go Delaware or do we want to?
We already had the order picked out.
Yeah, yeah.
We picked out the order.
We should write
a
song like that.
Jam band song. Honeysuckle Rose.
Something Dave Matthews might do.
I swear to God, I had a bottle opener at one point.
Smug bastard.
Do you want to? Something that resembles a bottle.
Nah, the toothbrush works just fine.
Do you have a can opener? There's always one on a can opener.
Let me use that.
A little hooky thing on the back?
Oh, that is really
He has nothing but beer in his fridge.
grown up pack.
Alright, so
this
is Farm to Barrel.
Oh, God.
Actually, you're going to have to read that because my eyes don't work.
This is
there's lots of words on that.
Yeah.
Farm to Barrel's Dog Patch Sour, ale brewed with cherries and aged in wine barrels from Almanac Beer Company out of...
Sounds gimmicky to me.
We just pulled the red wine there for Ryan.
San Jose, California.
Appreciate my God. Where'd that come from, Mike?
So I will tell you where this came from. So this came from...
Silicon Valley?
So sometimes friends of mine move out of the state and they can't take things with them, so they drop off their booze with me. And this guy, that is a good friend of mine that I work with... was moving to Manhattan, and as he was clearing out his beer stock, we benefited from his beers before, the guy I work with, Kevin. We were supposed to actually go to his place and drink that, what is that Trappist beer that is one of the best beers in the world?
West Wettering?
West Wettering.
Westy 12?
He had Westy 12. He invited us to drink it for a podcast, and we never got around to doing it. And then he went to Manhattan.
We blew it.
Yeah, I know. That's my life, man.
It's a funky bottle.
All right, so this smells.
So this is
like,
his gift to me.
This is a this smells awesome. It's,
but he loves his sours. He was a huge fan of sours.
Very cloudy.
But if you didn't know that this was a sour, this smells like sour cherry. But that doesn't always mean you're going to be drinking a sour beer.
Yeah, this smells like I'm going to drink a sour.
Mine is 10 times cloudier than yours.
Yours, you got the dregs.
Yeah,
It's a nice red.
Red amber.
Yeah.
It's like story mine.
Pretty light head.
I mean, like, sometimes ambers are golden. This is amber.
Yeah. Look at those little bubbles coming up. Look at that. Teeny tiny bubbles coming up.
Very this smells like this. I'm giving like a Sour Patch Cherry.
Yeah, this is gonna cut through the bile in the
Holy
back of my
God.
Throat. Yeah,
astringent.
Is it super sour? Okay, I can tell from your face.
Pucker.
Everybody's butt cheeks just clenched.
Wow. That is sour. Oh.
Just smelling it.
The way you taste. Woo! Do you remember Sucrettes?
Oh wow!
Holy shit!
That is sour.
I could drink this all day.
That is a nice sour. But it's a good sour. It's not the bile sour. It's not the garbage sour. It has that cherry tart.
It's a sweet sour. It's a sweet sour.
It's
like a sweet tart.
Sweet tart. That first
I might have to ask you to look this up. This is like a cherry Kriek. Kriek beer.
Yeah, like a Belgian.
This is dog piss. No, I'm just saying, what is the thing it says on the
dog? It kind of reminds me a little bit of
dog patch.
Dog sour. Run. Dog run sour. No, dog patch.
Dog patch sour.
Yeah, I mean, this is a straight sour.
What do you want me to look up?
Kriek.
Kriek.
I feel like I'm making that pull too.
So this is in your. This is in your.
It's my wheelhouse. Yeah.
This is a Flanders Red or something like that.
This is kind of a standard go to. Just,
this is a lawnmower beer.
Yeah, when you're yeah.
this is one of your yeah. So Kriek lambic.
Holy
yes,
yeah.
Like a lambic.
It's right, first taste. It's just like.
Is that a cherry lambic? Is that what the Kriek is?
And I'm trying to place it.
Cough
like
medicine.
If I picked this up and didn't think it was okay, I'm experiencing a beer.
Bad.
I've
medicine.
Had this taste.
Was it?
So there's a so
yeah.
I'm a,
it's when you throw up.
Yeah, it's when you throw up.
So I'm a
no. It's You ate too much strawberry pie, and now you're throwing it up.
No, if you ever have, the lemon juice that's already squeezed,
yes.
And there's a little orange thing.
No,
it doesn't really taste like fresh lemon juice.
Yeah.
That's the taste.
Okay. I'm going with it so that, like, as a, so when I go on, like, a really long bike ride, 100 miles. I need to, like, you need to have, like, a supplement in your water. You can't just have regular water. So I have, like, these tablets. That are they act like an Alka-Seltzer, like effervescent in your water, and there are some that are flavored like cherry. Mm-hmm. This is that, so it's a chalky cherry,
yes, yeah.
But sour, not
like
sweet.
Fluoride,
there's no sugariness, no sweetness to it at all. Like chalky cherry sour, that's like what this is.
Mm. So not to influence, but this gets a 92 on the. Beer Advocate scoring.
That's BS.
Oh, that's BS.
For this style.
92 out of 1,000.
This barrel-aged wild ale is named for our San Francisco neighborhood and pays tribute to the Flanders Red style beer. Aged in wine barrels, this lightly tart ale is brewed with California Rainier cherries using a house blend of wild yeast, bacteria, that's what you're tasting, and San Francisco sourdough yeast. Pair this complex ale with figs, blue cheese, and seafood bouillon base. I could see that with blue cheese. Like, this would be a good...
Penicillin.
Now, we've had some bad sweet sour beers, some undrinkable sour beers.
No, this
but
is
I'm
a
serious.
Delicious
I would
sour
drink
beer.
A lot more of this.
Yeah, I would, too. This is a good sour beer.
Yeah.
I will say, like, the second and third sip, a lot better than, like, the first. Like,
the first one... It's shocking.
Shocking. That's
okay.
The right word.
Yeah.
Shocking.
All of you guys, except for maybe Jeff, are over 40. Are you, have you hit the
40
mark yet?
Yes, 40?
Yes, I am.
Over 40.
Yeah? Barely, though, right?
I can't remember.
Who's the 42? Oldest here?
Me? Yeah. You look right at me. I'm the oldest.
What's the point?
What?
But the point is, like the sours have been a thing of the younger generation.
Oh, it is a
like,
millennial
thing.
Hotness
have you
right
guys
now.
Been in the sours? Have you had sours before?
I've had
it.
You
see it on the list and all these groups.
I'm just an IPA old-timer.
Yeah, so sours is like, so I've been getting exposed to those a little bit more, and I'm not like a huge fan, but this one is a particularly tasty sour. Like, it,
yeah.
And the one we had on the vodcast,
one of the
Hill Farmstead one, the last one
we
had, but we had a couple of
we
those, but yeah, they were good,
rough.
Yeah. But this last one, we had one after a bike, and maybe that was it too, because we just biked 10 miles or whatever.
Those Hill Farmstead ones, they were like, oh, this is a golden ale, and it
was like,
no,
it's not, you liar,
sour ale,
yeah.
This, I had an ear infection, and it's cured now. So, there's that for it.
Maybe that you should write to them to say, dear sirs,
have you ever thought that
renaming ear infection?
So our farm-to-barrel beers focus on eons-old tradition of aging beers in oak barrels. This American wild ale was aged in used wine barrels for 8 months.
Used?
In the barrels, we blended a classic Belgian-style red ale with local cherries and a cocktail of wild Belgian and American yeast. The yeast slowly morphed the beer from a traditional ale into something wild, creating a mild acidic bite.
Mild?
No. As well as pulling oak and vanilla flavors from the barrels.
That's the word.
After maturing, the barrels are blended back together, creating a vinous, delicate beer.
There's nothing delicate about this.
That captures a specific moment in time from our select Northern California farms.
Each bottle has a Sucrète strapped to the bottle.
So, actually...
Special surprise.
So, this bottle he had had for many years, actually, this is batch number 4. So, I don't know when they bottled it, but it's been sitting for quite a while. And they say it ages well up to 3 years.
Yeah, I'd say this is the type of beer that can't age. Yeah.
So, I mean,
was that an aged bottle?
It might mellow a little bit.
If I
was
look,
that a sticker?
No,
that's a painted bottle. That's not good. That's quality classy stuff.
So if I look up batch number 4.
There was a mistake.
Like, horrible error!
The first one we destroyed.
Recall! Recall!
Recall!
Poisonous.
Alright, so...
Can I just point out that I know the currency of farm to table, that's like a thing, you know, like like the whole real food thing.
The chicken you're eating...
I just have a problem. There's just, for me, personally, there's a connotation that farm to barrel doesn't sound right to me. That doesn't sound like...
Well, that sounds like your problem.
Yeah, I think it's my problem. there's something, the farm to barrel just... Word.
Well, it means it's going straight from...
Slapdash. Like, oops. Barnyard. That's what the barnyard. That's what it sounds like to me.
I bottled the barnyard.
Yeah. Anyway, that's just me.
What's next, Mike?
All right.
I got another one.
Hey. We have another beer. We're going to talk about beer.
Shut up, sir.
Would you like to finish my
one? No, just dunk it. Come on, you got it.
Oh, God.
Here, pour it in here.
Hell no.
I actually like it, so I'll drink it.
I'm sure there has to be some tartar retarding properties to this.
It's
so behind the scenes.
I need to wash my glass because it's not going away. The flavor.
All right.
What do we got?
So I can't read this because it's in Cyrillic.
It's Transformers.
But it looks like it's a Scorch style ale, Recronia.
That is not Cyrillic.
That is.
Yeah, I guess it is.
Yeah. Look. Hey, the beer pong pack. That's cute.
All right, so this is claiming to be a Scotch style ale.
Scorch.
That says Scorch.
Yes.
Scorched. Oh, so Scotch Scorched?
I don't know.
It's a Rauch beer.
Rauch beer.
Peace wants love, wants free, will help. ThreeFloyds.com. All right, whatever. This
so it's
is all
Three Floyds.
Marketing,
Three Floyds?
Marketing,
Three
marketing,
Floyds?
Marketing. Yeah, it's a Three Floyds. That's why I got it. It's
three
Floyds,
Floyds are
beer.
Huge.
That's legit.
Yeah.
I don't
drink
know if explain.
Three Floyds. That's
they've got, they make a dark, what's it called? Dark,
Dark Baby Puncher beer.
So yeah. Wait, what is the name of this beer?
Yeah, Munster, yes. Indiana. This Ooh. Is called Recrong. Scorch style ale from Three Floyds Brewing out of Munster, Indiana. Three Floyds Brewing, I think Dark, what's it called? Dark something.
Dark Lord?
Dark Lord, maybe. Something. But people wait in line for like days to get this beer.
Yeah,
and they
Three
buy,
Floyds
they get like a case of it.
They are one of the Grail breweries, right?
Dark Lord, yes. A demonic Russian-style imperial style. So.
All right. So let's pass around. Pour it out. What do we got?
Pouring out.
This is a golden, light amber, fluffy head.
Effervescent.
Well, I was kind of scared by the bottle, but...
Yeah, it smells...
smells friendly?
Friendly IPA.
Sweet, bready.
Yeah, but it's not...
A little bit of hoppiness.
Really sweet. Sweet on the nose.
Yeah, sweet. It's not a Scotch ale.
On a label, geez.
Have you tasted it?
It's not supposed to be.
I dare you.
I dare you.
Unique. It's different.
I smell sweet yeast on the nose. I can't discern a hop note. It's all malt.
What do we think this is called?
Scorched ale? Oh, rectum.
So you're really not liking this, Jeff.
You will kill him.
I didn't say that.
Oh, you did. I know your subtext.
Subtweet.
No, it's a
it smells very malty.
Yeah, malty, sweet, bready. That's what I'm getting.
Yeah, it's
the word you use it for that John didn't know, I'd apply. There's a little cloying going on here.
Italian bread.
Oh, yes, I'll give you that
Necron.
Too.
Necron.
You got it?
Necron 99 is what this is.
That's what this is? Can you find it?
Tiberian.
Yes. Jesus Christ.
It is just, it's really sweet malt.
Ooh, that's sweet. Compared to that sour, too.
I don't understand what scorched is.
No, here's how they describe it. An interplanetary IPA.
Oh, yeah. Here we go. Yeah. Yeah, definitely some interplanetary in there.
So is it from Mars?
That's garbage. Okay, cut through the marketing.
They grew some beer on the moon.
There's nothing, no other information.
Necron.
7.3% IBUs. And the artist was Alex Zirit.
So this is a marketing beer that this one might have mellowed too long.
No, this looks like a Three Floyds
artwork.
Brewery is
like super
famous.
All
of their artwork is all
crazy art.
Yeah, look up the Dark Lord and look at the artwork for that.
I mean, it tastes like an IPA.
Really?
It
tastes too sweet.
Sweet malty. It's super sweet.
It's very sweet, but it's not. I don't have any.
It's not a well balanced IPA.
It's cloying.
No.
It's cloying. It's cloying.
Grapefruit.
Nope.
This okay. So I'll tell you what I think this is. Now that you collecting all this information.
Don't
call
me, bro.
Back in the day, when Dogfish was first putting out 120 minute IPA.
Yeah.
And they basically let people know like we haven't got this sorted out yet. It's hard to make a high ABV like triple IPA basically, right? And sometimes the batches just don't fully ferment. But we're putting it out, and it's the best we could do. This is like an under-fermented, double
IPA. Not dry hop.
Yeah, this is a double IPA that just, the yeast petered out, didn't do all of its job, and you just got,
too sweet.
There's a little bit too much residual sugar in this double IPA.
Can you imagine mixing that with this? The farm to barrel?
That might be amazing.
Wipe your hand with the two?
Give it a shot. Here, this is that. I'm going to do it right now.
I can almost imagine to the crowd the early days of Dogfish Head. God damn it.
That one.
Their tagline could have been,
hey,
deal with it.
Yeah, kind of was.
Sorry.
Hey, we're trying our best.
Look, we made puns here.
Cut us some slack.
Dogfish Head.
Slack.
Yeah, if you don't like that, go back and drink your butt.
I'm ripping on it. It's a $20 bottle, but just deal with it. Yeah.
Oh, no, it still tastes like Sour Patch.
Really?
It's kind of the beer equivalent of cookie butter.
Now it's like the worst of both together.
All right, so like, that was a bad call. I want to love a Three Floyds beer because provenance.
Right.
But I don't love it.
No.
Did you guys ever see Wizards, the Ralph Bashke film?
Yes.
That's what that dude is.
That's what he's from?
You know the dude riding on the thing? No, that's supposed to be.
He did the Lord of the Rings thing.
Hey, did you hear Dark Crystal?
Remake?
Oh, yeah. Wow. Yeah, it's coming back.
Or prequel or something. Yeah,
he's dead, though.
I know, but the recent Muppet movies have been somewhat promising.
Oh, yeah. I like those with the guy from Flight of the Conchords doing the music.
Oh, yeah. Those songs have been good. I did see the one with
guys, I didn't start recording this episode.
What? Are you kidding?
No, I'm kidding.
Hey, get another beer.
You gotta drink the sour beer again and show surprise.
I thought I could do more marketing campaigns. Dogfish Head 120 minute.
I don't know.
With Kurt Loder could have done.
I think I'm a little.
Dogfish 120. Dogfish 120. It's not done. Fuck you.
So.
Well, they wouldn't put they would not put an ABV on their bottle because they knew they weren't sure what they hit. Or like, it might be 12%, it might be 18%. You know, like
either way, it's gonna.
Yeah. Oh, it's gonna light.
Do we have one more to kind
of?
Yeah, we got another beer.
We have one more. Speaking of Dogfish Head, of all the speak of Dogfish Head, we're gonna finish the night.
Holy crap!
With Dogfish Head.
Okay. Come on, guys.
Excitement.
I've been pleased with the beers, but somebody should have market tested their name. I'm sorry. It's just so cumbersome. Dogfish Head.
You're never sure you're saying it correctly. Right.
Absolutely.
And like, where do you put the space bar?
Dog between the dog.
Yeah, is it two separate words? Is it one word? We don't know. No one knows.
It's a great
nobody knows.
Nobody knows.
Mm-hmm. We're trying.
So to finish the night.
Cut us some slack.
We have Dogfish Head Immortal. Vast in character. Oh, wait, I'm not supposed to read that yet, right?
Don't read that.
We won't do it. So it's Dogfish Head Immort Ale.
So at one point in time, at one point in time, Immortale was one of their like unobtainium beers. Very limited release, hard to get. You know, you can only get the 750s at the brewery. At some point in time, they managed to put it in. Ooh, look at that! That's excited.
Video this live stream.
At some point in time, they managed to make enough of it to bottle it, you know, for general consumption. But okay. This would have been a pretty special beer. Start pouring it. Jesus.
All right. I'll use our Maryland accents for this one.
Delmarva.
Another Delaware beer.
Here, this is your beer.
We got Dan.
Hey there, huh?
All right, back to work on this.
Dogfish Head.
Transformer beer.
Get with the program, Craig.
It's from the Eastern Shore.
Don't drink it yet.
I'm not. It smells like SpaghettiOs.
Did you wash it?
That's Maryland. There you go.
Wash it, hon.
Dish. Put it on a dish.
Alright. Give me that Dogfish Head.
Going down shore.
This is another, it's a little bit more brown.
Okay, I'm getting rid of that. Is this you?
Deep orange.
Almost a brown ale. In color.
Man, look at that head. Thick.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. I'm very ambery.
Deal with it.
My little bubbles are kind of staying in stasis in there. There's some stuff in some particulates.
They are fighting and they are knocking them up. You've got a reddish hue to it.
The crab chips.
Alright.
You know what I'm disappointed about, just in general? Bubble tea, bubble beer. Come on. Someone's got to have done
that. Okay.
Market opportunity.
This one's also a little cloying on the nose.
It smells musty.
Ugh.
So are we ending with a bad one here, guys?
More pretentious.
Did we have a good one?
No, it's a...
Yeah, we did. The honeysuckle was good.
Oh, yeah, it was.
That was in that same batch. Wow.
This was a crazy mix of stuff.
All right, so it might be the fact that my glass is not clean, but I'm getting a sour tint.
No, yeah, a little bit.
Peaty.
There's like candy.
No, it's peaty.
There's two words in there that I agree with, but I won't say them until we read it officially.
Peat moss. Oh, I like this.
Peat moss. There's two. I'm digging this one.
This is like a really sweet,
super sweet peat moss. It's like a bad bourbon, a bad scotch.
There are two words in their marketing that actually I think I agree with two of them.
Luscious and complex, this smooth, full-bodied ale reveals interwoven notes of maple, vanilla, and oak. So he's feeling the oak.
No, I'm feeling maple.
I'm feeling the maple. Oh, yeah.
I picked the wrong of three things. Syrupy. I picked the one you didn't pick.
Maple and vanilla.
Syrup.
It is syrupy. Put it on pancakes.
I'm maple.
Well, to John's point, for this beer we use maple syrup from Red Brook Farm, Sam's Family Farm in Western Massachusetts, peat-smoked barley, juniper berries, and vanilla.
Wow. Fucking nailed it.
Immort is fermented with a blend of English and Belgian yeast, then aged in a big oak tanks at the brewery. The sweet and earthy flavors meld magnificently in the Immort ale, but be warned, the ABV... Oh, shit, this is 11%. So after one or two, you may start feeling immortal, even though we promise you won't be. How do you fucking know?
All right, well, I'm dropping out there right now. Spot on. I mean,
let's
marketing is spot
strip
on. Right
down
there.
To yes. Our underwear
maple,
and
vanilla.
Wrestle.
It is maple, pea, vanilla.
Yeah, I mean, it's all
it's,
there.
It's like a constructed...
it's a heavy scotch ale.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a constructed scotch. It's like they built a scotch out of those individual flavors.
But I get like 2 ounces maybe, and that's as much as I want to drink of it.
Yeah. Like a scotch. I poured too much in my glass.
I got three.
I get a warmer glass.
In the it does warm up nice. It mellows out very nicely, by the way.
I'm hopeful that we'll encounter one of these marketing write-ups that like there's this beautiful, you know, very illustrative language, and then it ends up in an aged in Ziploc bag.
Something like something terrible, like the beautiful things and aged in like an ashtray in the bag
of a brew with genuine panther piss. Like, yeah.
Pour this over pancakes. Vast in character, luscious and complex, Immort Ale was born at our brew pub in 1995 and made its way to bottles in 1997. For this beer, we use maple syrup from Red Brick Farm, Sam's family farm, peat smoked barley and vanilla, as Mike said earlier. Did you say all this stuff?
I did.
Was the pour over pancakes your
Immort, in it? Immort is fermented with a blend of English and Belgian yeast, then aged in the big oak tanks at the brewery. No, that's what they said.
I'm having deja vu.
The sweet. Did you read all this stuff?
I didn't hear the pour over pancakes though.
You didn't. You weren't as.
I was considering pouring over waffles. Not pancakes though. I mean, that's a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretentious.
Fried chicken and waffles, baby.
Yeah. Wow. I mean, now that I hear the marketing, I like it a little more.
Mahogany.
It sounds like it is what it is.
Yeah. It's
peat smoke, oak caramel.
It delivered.
It is what they said it is.
See, that's what Dogfish Head does every time. We wanted to make that one with Eddie Vedder, who liked his Corona and
Chardonnay.
We're going to
give you a shitty beer and be like, oh, it
but
is
it
shitty.
But it tastes exactly like what we told you it was going to taste
Here's
like.
Here's the food pairing. Spicy meatballs?
No.
Meatloaf?
What?
No.
What?
No.
Really?
Dried
yeah, you're making that up.
Maybe dry fruit.
Balsamic vinaigrette?
Yeah, I could do that with
that's
a salad. Yeah.
Isle of mulled cheddar.
Dried fruit.
Okay, I can do it with sharp cheese and the balsamic vinaigrette, but the other ones I
spicy meatballs?
No.
That just, somebody's having a laugh. Someone's like, I'm just going to fucking put those in.
Yeah, this one doesn't go with meat. This one goes with sharp cheeses and like tang and stuff like that. It's not a.
There's something else it might go with.
smells like.
I'm not going there.
All right.
You're baiting me.
Purple rain.
Is that what that's about?
No, but you're wearing purple.
Oh.
All right, so
because there'd be no way.
What do you think?
All right, so quick recap on what we had. We had the honeysuckle rose blonde ale, Belgian blonde.
Oh, yep.
We had the farm to barrel dog patch sour.
Yeah, I don't know.
We had the Reinheits Gebot. No, what is this called? The
Necron 99. Necron 99.
The Scorch style ale from Three Floyds and the Dogfish Head Immort Ale. What'd you like there, John?
I gotta go with the honeysuckle.
The honeysuckle
and
Belgian
why?
Ale. Belgian blonde.
It's the best of a. Best of the lot.
Ragtag group of beers.
Yeah. Yeah. But what about it though? Did you like though? Because you have a specific.
It was like 4 beers ago.
Yeah.
I liked it. But it didn't suck as much as the others.
Coming to flag.
Fair enough. All right, Brian. How about you?
Dog patch sour.
And
fuck
why?
You.
I've had about enough of you.
I'm gonna fight you.
I've been suffering through this.
Did you ever want to kill a man for sport, there, sour boy?
I mean,
no,
after the night.
Yeah, for sure.
Not the first sip, but after a while, it grew on me.
Hmm. Yeah, I'll give you that. How about you, Chris?
I'll go with the Belgian Blonde, Honeysuckle, whatever.
That was terrible.
Now, why?
Because it was just the other stuff is just I feel cloying and too much bourbon-y stuff. I'm not into it for beers tonight.
Yeah. Wow. Too fancy about it. How about you, Jeff?
Over it.
Yeah, I'm going with the farm to barrel. This is
done.
The name again. The Dog Patch Sour. I was surprised by the Belgian Blonde, and I'd vote for that just from the surprise factor. But I enjoy that particular sour. And the other guys were way too cloying, over the top. They might be what they want to be, but they're not what I want to drink.
Nice, Craig. How about you?
Caveat: I will say that the Dogfish Head. Gotta look. At least delivered on what they said. And it was interesting. I couldn't do it in mass quantities, but I'm going to go with the honeysuckle. Because it was clean and easy and it was kind of apples to oranges a bit in this batch, but I would go with that.
Yeah, it's definitely not a good blended set of flavors on the choices we had tonight, but that's on me.
Clean and easy, though. That's kind of how you...
It was a grab bag.
That's how
it was
like
definitely
my,
grab bag.
Clean and easy.
And I'm going to go with the Sour Patch. I like the honeysuckle. I was very impressed by that, which is why I wanted to share
the
with
dog
you guys.
Patch.
Dog patch.
What did I say?
Sour Patch?
I meant dog patch. Well, you know, it's been a bunch of beers we've had tonight. And I don't have to drive, so I haven't been being very liberal. Mm. Or I've been liberal in my consumption. But yeah, the dog patch was... It was very, very good flavor combination. I'm not a big fan of sours, but when I do have them, I like them like that. So that was a very good beer, so I'll finish with that.
All right, let's close down this one.
Thanks for listening to CNBC episode 87. You can subscribe to our podcast feed in iTunes or Google Play or wherever the hell you want to go, or get it directly from us at cnbcpodcast.com.
We're on the various social medias, cnbcpodcast@gmail.com for email, facebook.com/cnbcpodcast for nonsense, youtube.com/cnbcpodcast for videos, @cnbcpodcast for updates on all of those things.
All right. Well, to quote us out, I want someone to look at me the way I look at beer.
Cheers.
Drink good beer.